So good morning, everyone. We live in an era of trash talking. Athletes who like to trash talk. So that's all good and fun and part of competition. Talking about trash talking. And we're talking about politicians who also gain popularity because they insult different people. So you have to be very careful about how you insult people and whether you cause people pain, emotional suffering, not just physical hurt and damage. So the pasuk says you're not supposed to cause pain to an almana or a yatom, to a widow or an orphan. So Rabbi Yishmael had the following drasha. Of course, the Torah doesn't mean a widow or an orphan. It means anyone, but the Torah just speaks about the normal situation in which you pick on people, you bully. Fortunately, there are people who bully on others. One of the areas in schools that we're finding of abuse and exploitation. If you've ever been bullied, you know how hard that could be, even if it's light bullying. So typically, people bully verbally, verbal molestation for those who are vulnerable, who are weak, who can't fight back. So Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon were being taken out to be killed. They were two of the 10 martyrs. Rabbi Yishmael was the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon was his Talmud. And in fact, if you remember, if you've read the story carefully, they didn't want to be the second to be killed. They each wanted to be the first to be killed so they wouldn't have to see the other being killed. So Rabbi Shimon turns to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, and says, I know that I'm being killed, but I'm just torn to pieces. I'm in anguish. I don't know why. I've checked my entire life. I was such a tzaddik. I was so righteous, I was such a scholar. If at least I knew why I was being killed, what chait this was in place of, then at least I could go to my grave and go to my death with some degree of consolation, some degree of peace of mind. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I know you've checked all of your mitzvahs and averos, but did you ever delay a verdict that you were meant to give as a posek or a shaila you were meant to answer because you had to take a drink or put your shoe on? If you did, that's extra pain and extra anguish that you're causing the litigant because you had to drink and you couldn't give him a quick enough or a rapid enough answer. And that would be that type of pain at your level, that would be the type of aveir Hashem would be interested in dealing with and addressing. Again, we don't know why such righteous people are dealt with so severely because the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is so fine-tuned. If I throw a ball and I want to hit the Aron HaKodesh, if I'm a little bit off, the ball won't hit the Aron HaKodesh. But if I want to throw it at something further, then slight variations are not that problematic. So the closer you are to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more precise your modulation and calibration has to be. So tzaddikim are so close in the relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu that slight variances and slight deviances can throw the whole relationship off. So Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Shimon, if you delayed even partially giving a response, sometimes we do chesed for people, but we're very lazy. We'll wait when I get around to it. I'll take care of it. I need to take care of something first. Be careful. Obviously, you have to act normally. You can't just drop everything of other people that may need you. But you can't be insensitive to people in a moment of need and say, I'll get to it. Some people have real needs, and you have to deal with those needs immediately. So you have to be careful not to cause pain to people. But not just about causing pain, but recognizing people that are in pain and identifying with their pain. Sometimes you're not the cause, but if you identify with them, you can relieve some of their suffering. Sometimes when people are suffering mentally or emotionally, they close in on themselves, no one knows the day I'm having, and they feel like no one can share or identify with their moment or their experience. So if someone steals an animal and then sells it, how much does he pay? Anyone know? Well, kefil is if you steal it, you pay double. But what if you sell it or you shepherd it? How much do you pay? Four or five. When do you pay four? When do you pay five?
Shepherd is five.
Now, both four or five? It doesn't depend upon the act, it depends upon the item. If it's a cow, then you pay five. If it's a sheep, you pay four. Why? What does the Gemara say? Because the sheep he had to carry. Since he had to carry the sheep, it was embarrassing for him to carry the sheep, so we reduce the sentence. But the cow or the ox, you can lead. Since you led the ox, it wasn't that embarrassing. Are you kidding me? This is a thief. We're going to reduce his sentence because of his public embarrassment? He's a criminal. He committed a crime. Because he had to be a little bit inconvenienced by carrying the sheep in his arms, he chose that. He was stealing. He was exploiting me. He should pay me one degree less than the person who stole and sold or sold and or stole and shechted a cow because he had to carry and he was embarrassed. The answer is when you feel people's pain and identify with their suffering, you don't render ideological or moral judgments. When people suffer, they suffer. Today there are people suffering in this world in some instances because people they live with have brought that suffering upon them. In other instances, they're just caught in the crossfire. How many innocent people are suffering in 2016 compared to 2006? How many people have no state, no country to live in? How many people in Gaza suffer? Now, most of the Arab, many of the Arabs are criminals, people who are terrorists or criminals, have to be apprehended. There are a lot of people who don't like us, but it doesn't make them criminals, and they're suffering, unfortunately. Now, we may not have the ability to do anything about that suffering. I don't think we do. When you hear people suffering, you identify with human suffering at any level, even if the person who's suffering is a criminal. Now, you don't identify with the suffering of an active criminal, chas v'shalom. You don't say, oh, that person's a terrorist, he must be suffering also. Active criminals have to be disabled and eliminated and apprehended. But when people suffer, people are not actively involved in a crime against you, even if they're your enemies. Remember, in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a third moment of identifying with someone suffering. Which animal do you not just have to load, but you also have to unload? The donkey of your enemy, chamor sonacha, because the Torah wants to make you as pure and noble a person as possible. And there's certain people, not just you're allowed to hate, the Gemara says, you're supposed to hate. If you see someone who acts inappropriately, halachically, time and again, repeatedly, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, there's a mitzvah to hate him, but there's also a mitzvah to help him. Sometimes you have to separate your actions and your behavior from your feelings. So there are three different snapshots in Parshas Mishpatim about feeling people's pain, identifying, feeling empathy, trying to help. Number one, not to exploit, not to verbally assault people. And Rabbi Shimon felt at the end of his life that because he had caused anguish, even quietly, not by saying anything,